brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bum, 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 bum. Alex Jones is taking the day off, folks. I'm back. I haven't been back since really the end of the summer. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be sitting in all 4 hours today, but it's jam-packed. We're going to be playing a lot of the Willie Nelson, Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura conversations that we threw up on Infowars.com in the wee hours of the morning last night, I guess. I don't know. 3 a.m. is kind of a vague area. I guess they started going up at around 11 to 1, but last one got up there at 3. But we're even going to have some more for you. We're also going to have Willie on the bus exclusively in the second or third hour. We also have Webster Tarpley on to talk about the elections and, of course, other things. And Ray McGovern will be on later as well, the 26-year CIA veteran, the intelligence analyst that would literally do the briefings for Dick Cheney and company during the Reagan administration. So, big show today. Right off the bat, there's a couple things I want to talk about. We're going to do a news blitz later. We're going to talk about We Are Change, talking to Sarah Palin about 9/11 and a new investigation. I got to tell you, she gave a pretty generic milk toast positive answer very quickly. And I think that's because, A, she wasn't on camera, and, you know, she's on a campaign trail. She's not there to ruffle any feathers right now. She's sitting there and shaking hands with the audience. And I'm sitting here staring at the Newsweek with her, with a rifle over her arm. I mean, let me just, to the beginning segment, I don't want to go off on Sarah Palin too much, but what a joke. I haven't really been able to vent, I guess, about the election too much. What a joke that this woman was even chosen as a vice presidential candidate, literally a heartbeat away from somebody who's not in the best health. I'm sorry, but if you haven't seen McCain on the campaign trail the last 18 months, 2 years, he looks like death itself. I mean, the man is a walking corpse. I don't think he can survive 4 years in office, quite frankly. You know, not that it really matters. Both of them are really severe puppets of the establishment. And Sarah Palin, I mean, she's got 3 kids. You know how much time that takes alone? And she's the governor. Yeah, I guess she's a little career-driven. But, you know, she's corrupt just like the rest of them. She's a human being, and she'll just go along to get along. I mean, she's already in this quote-unquote conservative party that's anything but conservative. And she says she's in favor of a new investigation, but she says it's to keep in the minds of people. We'll play that clip later. Of course, we're going to talk about the quote-unquote failed assassination attempt on Barack Obama. That's pretty breaking. I'm pretty curious to see. You know, these guys apparently are white supremacists. We're going to play a mainstream clip from CBS that we're going to try to shoot him with a scope rifle at 750 yards. I'm not sure, but I saw some people in the media reporting something about a decapitation. I didn't see anything about that in this one. I'm wondering, you know, obviously there's racists in the world, folks. I'm not advocating that. Obviously there are people that would have a vested interest in just killing this man out of hate, not because of what he stands for or anything like that, but just because of the color of his skin, and that's unfortunate. But I want to see if these guys are in an organization, what kind of ties they have, because you know that these guys get caught all the time being coddled and prodded by feds. It's the way it is. They infiltrate very quickly, and they put these ideas in their heads, and then lo and behold, it comes out, it was a fed op, and this and that, and to strike fear into people or actually to carry it out. So let's see where that goes. I want to get Tarpley's opinion on that. Obviously, he's weighed in heavily in the election in the last year. And we're going to talk about Lou Dobbs doing like a 9-minute report, basically saying what we've been saying for years, what Alex has been saying for well over a decade now, that martial law is a very big concern here in the United States. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and we're going to come back with a little Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, and Alex Jones.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to know.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And I'm just going to jump right in to a little bit of a conversation with Willie, Alex Jones, and Jesse Ventura. Jesse really recounts when he went down to be governor, and all of a sudden he was asked to go downstairs, and a bunch of people told him that they were from the CIA and they wanted to talk to him. And he said, well, you know what, let's let Jesse tell the story, because obviously he can tell it a lot better than I can.
So I, being like a typical former service guy, felt that I guess it's my obligation to go down and, you know, talk to these guys. So I went down, but being who I am, I got down there and, you know, in the bowels of the Capitol, right in the Capitol, I mean, it was in the basement. I'll never forget it. They were seated all in a big half circle, and I had the chair in the center. And that's where I was put, with this half-circle group of 23 members of the CIA. And I think the first thing that really made me, got my awareness up, was as I looked at them all, they were all your neighbors. I mean, you weren't looking at James Bond here. You know, you went down there with the feeling you were going to walk in and see all these former Navy SEALs and former Delta Force guys who are now out and they're now working in the intelligence community and all this. It was Grandma Jones down the street. It was so-and-so. I mean, they were of all ages.
You knew them?
No.
Oh, yes.
I knew none of them. But they were
like
the 20. Yeah, they looked. That's the part I didn't do, Willie, is the fact that when I looked at them, I saw my neighbors. Not actually. What I meant by that, Willie, was I saw my people just like my people you'd never suspect. As these are people in the Central Intelligence Agency. They were of all ages, all colors, all looked like almost different categories of wealth.
What kind of training do you think they had?
I don't know. This was part of it, though. This was part. No, I'm sure they get trained. And actually, I found out this was actually many of them's part of their training. This was a training exercise that was going on, as well as fact-giving. And so I sat down and I looked at them all, because I wrote about it in my last book, and so I don't mind talking at all about it. I remember I looked at them all, and the first thing I said, before you ask me any questions, I got a few for you that I'd like answered. I said, quid pro quo. You know, if you ask me questions, I get to ask you questions. And I said, my first question is, what are you doing here? And the head guy, they were very formal. They were always governor, sir, very much that way, very respectful. But I remember the head guy looked at me and he said, what do you mean, governor? And I said, well, what I mean is that your mission statement says you're not to be operational inside the United States. What are you here for? This is clearly inside the United States. Well, I got hemmed and hawed and didn't really get an answer, you know, double-talked and all that. And then I said my second question, I said, I want to go around the room, and I said, I want you to tell me your name and what you do. Half of them wouldn't tell me their names, half of them wouldn't tell me what they did. Who knows if they're really telling you their correct name, no way of knowing. And so I said, well, look, if you're not going to cooperate fully with my questioning, I said, I'm probably going to find it difficult to fully cooperate with yours. It's got to be equal here. So I ended up, and the amazing thing, like I said to Alex, or made mention to him, was that all of their questions dealt about how I won the election. They wanted to know what we did, how we did it, did we think, da-da-da-da. And so when I got done that day, I drove home, and all the way home, I kept thinking, it was on my mind, and I kept thinking, who would I call? Who do I know that could answer these questions for me or help me? And then the name popped up, Dick Marcinko. Do you know who Dick Marcinko is? Well, Richard Marcinko is the author of the Rogue Warrior books. He's a 32-year member of SEAL Team. And Dick created SEAL Team 6, which is the anti-terrorist unit. These are the guys that have hair like you, Willie, and beards, and you'd never suspect they're in the United States Navy. They're deep undercover, you know. And Dick created them. He created Red Cell. And Dick had retired after 32 years. He's a good friend of mine. So I got home, and I rang Dick up, and I told him what happened that day. And I says, Dick, I said, you got any idea why the CIA, 23 members, would want to interview me? And Dick starts laughing on the other end, and I said, what's so funny? He said, well, I've been out of it a few years. Like, he said, I can't directly tell you why. He said, I don't know directly why, but he said, I have an idea. And I said, well, Dick, your idea is going to be better than mine. I said, I had 6 years in the Navy. You had 32. I said, you got a lot more expertise. I said, what's your idea? He said, here's what I believe. He said, they didn't see you coming. He said, and then it made sense. He said, their job is to gather intelligence so that they can report that to the government, and the government can then make decisions based on the gathering of that intelligence. He said, clearly they didn't see you coming.
They wanted to know how you did it.
And they wanted to know how you did it. And Dick goes, they also wanted to know, are there more of you on the horizon? Is this a trend we're missing? Are we missing something here that could be happening within the United States, like the next election? Are we going to see four more independent governors win? Or is Minnesota kind of an isolated incident here? And when Dick got through saying that to me, I thought, he's right on. That's exactly what it was.
Well, there you go. Even more evidence that this shadow government, this continuity of government special interests, corporations have really taken over. And, I want to play this Dobbs clip. I don't want to just play clips here, but it's really important for people to understand how all this stuff has been integrated. And I'm going to go over this with Tarpley. And really on a mass level on 9/11 as well. I mean, this is really where they tested out whether or not they could get out with a massive military operation inside the United States, a false flag op here, using military drills, using continuity of government as a cover. And that's what's brought us here today, 7+ years later, with Lou Dobbs finally coming around and saying, I mean, this is a big report right here. This is on CNN. All right, he's literally talking about finally posicomitatus. I want to let people know we're streaming over at prisonplanet.tv, so when we play clips like this, you're probably going to be able to see the video. We got a little bit of a setup fix here. There's no more humming on the laptop, so we can stream everything right from here. It's a little easier on John Harmon up at GCN headquarters in Minnesota. And I also want to get Tarpley's take on, you know, how far continuity of government has really come now with this bailout. Because we're talking about a massive, now, economic takeover. I mean, they've done it before. Like I said, Ventura mentioned to us this all happened, in the 80s when they took over the farming industry. And I believe that was also discussed on the bus. We may have that in the second or third hour. We're going to have a little bit of Willie Nelson on the bus. 1:30. That's when that's coming on. So that should be pretty exciting for everybody. And PrisonPlanet.tv members, of course, are going to get that in the highest quality possible when the video is up. Now, I'm gonna start playing some of this Dobbs because I think it needs to be played. We'll get into the Barack Obama assassination later, but here we go. Here's the Dobbs martial law clip. This is Moneyline with Lou Dobbs. Lisa Sylvester is the reporter.
Questions tonight about an Army combat brigade being trained to deal with civil disturbances in the United States. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 generally prohibits federal uniformed services from carrying out domestic law enforcement duties, except in cases expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress. Critics say the brigade's training goes against one of the founding principles of our country, separation of military and civilian government. Luis Schiavone has our report.
They spent 30 months on the streets of Baghdad. Now the 1st Brigade Combat Team of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division is back in the USA. The Army Times reporting, quote, they may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control or to deal with potentially horrific scenarios, end quote. The question arises, why? And isn't that what the National Guard does?
Infantry brigade is designed to engage an enemy with maximum effective force and destroy it. That's not the sort of thing anybody wants to see in the streets of the United States.
Almost 5,000 strong, the brigade is based at Fort Stewart, Georgia, under, quote, the primary purpose of this force is to provide help to people in need in the aftermath of a WMD-like event in the homeland, so that were they called to support civil authority, those governors or local state jurisdictions that might need our help, that they would be responsive and capable in the aftermath of an event like this, end quote. On Capitol Hill, questions about how the Pentagon determined that a thinly stretched military with two conflicts underway could spare these troops.
That's a misuse of assets. Those assets can be deployed, I think, more efficiently somewhere else when you have the guard that you can call up on a moment's notice.
Historically, the posting is unusual. In modern history, Army troops have been used at extraordinary junctures. Under the first President Bush to contain the 1992 riots in Los Angeles, under President Lyndon Johnson in response to Detroit's 1967 riots, and in the grips of a depression by President Herbert Hoover to contain Army veterans demanding their bonuses. All actions, says historian Robert Dalek, undertaken by
unpopular presidents on edge about their capacity to lead, to evoke public support for whatever it is they think needs to be done.
Lisa, the Army Times journalist tells us that the story has generated intense public interest, and 4 weeks into a...
Intense public interest? Are you kidding me? Did you just hear that, folks? When was it there? During the Depression, during the riots, and under Bush 1 in 90s under those riots. That's great. Only now it's more of a permanent thing. They're building bases here. It's the real deal. Martial law already in the United States. Imagine when they're on the streets, everyday life. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Remember, Willie Nelson on the bus.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Alright folks, we are back. I'm Jason Verma subbing in for Alex Jones today. We're going to have Tarpley on in about 30 minutes. And at 1:30 we're going to play Willie Nelson on the bus discussing a host of issues, you know, from the rape of the farmers in the 80s and where it's really gotten to today and, you know, the problems in the country today, 9/11 truth, the whole shebang. And speaking of 9/11 truth, I guess I should play this this Palin clip or a little portion of it, and hopefully people will be able to hear it. It's in a very crowded, you know, she's campaigning. I mean, come on, let's be real here. So Hopefully you guys will be able to hear it. Here we go. And there's a story over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. But, you know, again, she's on the campaign trail. She doesn't know she's being taped. You know, I doubt she has any idea what any of these host of issues there are on 9/11. So, you know, again, how is this woman qualified to run the country when John McCain dies? I mean, let's be honest. He's an older gentleman. He's not the pillar of health. We're not electing Jack LaLanne. Well, we're not electing anybody. They're really selecting whoever they want with their divold machines and their corruption, which makes me sick. Oh, so with this first hour news blitz, I guess I should get into these. I guess they're calling them skinheads, but I saw a couple in the mugshots, and they both had hair. Apparently, one of them has a neo-Nazi tattoo. I'm not saying they're not neo-Nazis. There's plenty of racists out there, folks. There's plenty of ignorant people. So let's see what CBS has to say. And like I said, I want to see if these guys perhaps were provocateur, if they are part of some, you know, ridiculous Ku Klux Klan or neo-Nazi organization that has been infiltrated by the FBI, because the FBI loves that stuff. It's called order out of chaos, divide and conquer. They like to stir up, you know, conflicts with race, conflicts with religion. It keeps the masses ninnying about little things, and at the same time, it becomes very real because people buy into it, and then it creates this conflict where they're able to put in their own rules and regulations, put them in their privatized prisons, and, you know, the private corporations will use them to be a telemarketer for 39 cents an hour and ask you if you want to change phones or, you know, perhaps get this new insurance plan. Isn't that lovely? I love how America works, don't you? Well, I'd like to change all that.
But we begin with an alleged plot to assassinate Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama.
Tonight, four people are under arrest. CBS4 investigator Brian Moss has learned exclusive details just within the past few hours. Brian, one man told the FBI there was actually a plan to shoot Obama Thursday night at Invesco.
That's indeed part of what we found out, Jim. Unsettling information. And clearly, federal authorities are taking this very seriously. Tonight, we've learned details about this apparent plot that has law enforcement now trying to connect the dots.
Early Sunday morning, police in Aurora pulled over 28-year-old Theron Gartrell on a routine traffic stop.
The driver of a vehicle was driving erratically. The maneuver appeared to be going from one lane erratically into another lane.
It turned out to be anything but routine. In his rented pickup truck, police found two high-powered scoped rifles, a bulletproof vest, two wigs, a spotting scope, two walkie-talkies, a wireless phone, three IDs in other people's names, part of a pistol, camouflage clothing, and 4.4 grams of methamphetamine. One of the rifles is listed as stolen out of Kansas, according to the ATF.
Well, members of the agency are clearly on a heightened alert based upon the security that's involved with a convention the size of the one that's occurring in Denver. And so behavior like this can be characterized as highly suspicious.
According to an FBI bulletin shared with CBS4, Gartrell told authorities the weapons belonged to a friend, Nathan Johnson. Police arrested Johnson and his girlfriend at a Denver hotel on drug charges. At the same time, the Secret Service hit this hotel in nearby Glendale early Sunday morning to talk to Sean Robert Adolph, an associate of Gartrell's and Johnson's. But Adolph jumped out a sixth-floor window to escape police. He suffered only a broken ankle. When he was arrested, the FBI says he had a...
All right, folks, we'll be back with the rest of the Barack Obama assassination attempt. Tarpley coming up and Willie Nelson on the bus. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
All right, folks, we are back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess, and proving once again I am anything but perfect and a human being. I just played a clip from the assassination attempt over at the DNC, but this is a whole new plot, and it's over at the Drudge Report. There's a couple articles about it. Let me read it off here. Skinheads and Obama assassination plot, and it's wacky because they show like a picture of, apparently they're going to wear top hats, so they show a picture of Dumb and Dumber where they're in the stupid little tuxedos, one of my favorite little movies. I don't know why they'd associate that. I guess it's a big joke. Two white supremacists who plotted a killing spree targeting African Americans that was to culminate with the murder of Senator Barack Obama have been arrested on a variety of federal charges. According to the court affidavit sworn by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agent Daniel Cowart, 20, and Paul Schlesman, 18, began discussing the murder plot after meeting online about a month ago. Okay, so these guys met in some kind of racist forum, perhaps? In the ATF affidavit, a copy of which you'll find below, Cowart and Schlesman discussed the killing spree to include targeting a predominantly African-American school, going state to state, while robbing individuals and continuing to kill people. All right, yeah, that's realistic. Come on. As soon as you start a killing spree in one town, you're probably going to get killed. The pair's final act of violence would be an attempt to kill Obama, the Democratic presidential nominee. In separate interviews with investigators, the men said they planned to spread their vehicle towards Obama while shooting at him from the windows, apparently befitting the historic assault. Cowart and Schlesman stated they would dress in all-white tuxedos and wear top hats during the assassination attempt. Jeez. Cowart and Stesselman were arrested last Wednesday night by Tennessee sheriff deputies soon after the pair used chalk to write numerous racially motivated words and symbols, including a swastika, on the exterior of Cowart's automobile. Cowart left and Stesselman are pictured in these mugshots snapped by the Crockett County Sheriff's Department. As a result of this bizarre plot, the wannabe assassins were named in a 3-count federal felony complaint, a copy of which you'll find here. And then there, the affidavit's pretty quick. Brian A. Weeks, employed by the special agents. Upon conducting separate interviews, white power and skinhead views, killing 88 people and beheading 14 African Americans. That's right, they were going to behead people as well. This is just off the charts weird, huh? I mean, when you see a picture of these guys, it doesn't look like they could be capable of any of this. I mean, who knows? Maybe these are just meted up kids. You know, something like a mind control thing. I don't know. I don't want to venture off, but it's very bizarre. They're very young. You know, these guys are just... I can see that there is a swastika tattoo on the one guy holding a scoped rifle. But think about that. They're going to kill 88 people, behead 14, and then kill the president in tuxedos and top hats. I mean, did these guys have the tuxedos? Obviously, they had the weaponry, and they're delusional, and they met on the internet, and they're a threat. But, you know, where is it? I want to get Tarpley's take on it. We'll go over it in about 25 minutes when we have him on. You know, I've been on for about 35 minutes. I really haven't promoted anything that we do here over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I am a filmmaker. I just put out a film called Fabled Enemies about 2 months ago now. And you can get it over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Watch it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. But, you know, being with Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones and, of course, Willie Nelson all day 2 days ago, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, what was going on and how it was handled. And Alex, you know, really had to talk to Jesse about what the New World Order was. And he, Jesse being Jesse, did the old Philadelphia, explain it to me like I'm a 6-year-old, Alex. So Alex, of course, brings up Quigley. Now, for those of you out there that don't know Quigley, and why this is important in this whole system, I mean, we're days away from an election. Of course, we're going to talk about that later with Tarpley as well. But it doesn't matter. They've put in 4 establishment candidates. And why do I say 4? 2 people are running for president, Jason. Well, the other guys are really there. I mean, again, McCain's a walking corpse. And if somebody who is not quite as delusional and fairy tale land and much more psychopathic and sociopathic and racist truly did want to try something on Obama for nothing but the color of his skin, who knows? You know, I mean, game over. I mean, chances are it would be the globalists if it was allowed to happen, if it wasn't foiled. But you never know. So those 2 candidates, McCain and Obama, I mean, you've really got to look closely at who they chose for vice president. And I went over Sarah Palin in the segment before. And you know what, if you guys want to call in, maybe we'll take callers next segment. We can talk about anything you want, especially the election and what you think about these candidates. But Sarah Palin is going to go any establishment route they want, and Lord knows. I mean, Lord knows who the VP there will be. And then there's Joey B, or Joey Biden. And Joey Biden's in my latest film, Fabled Enemies, you know, cracking jokes and laughing about, you know, funding a 9/11. The Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth got him on record saying there would be a lot coming out about 9/11 across the board as this administration left, which I think will be the case. However, he's a Council on Foreign Relations gentleman. For new listeners, the Council on Foreign Relations is like this, I don't know, I guess they call it the upper class, but really not the super upper class. I mean, this is mid-level minions, but they're little think tanks where they begin to set policy with one another and hobnob and this and that. And he's been with them for years. He's well aware of the quote-unquote New World Order. And these are the people that control the race. I mean, they control your thoughts. I hate to say it. I don't want to sound so cynical and off the wall. But, yeah, I mean, they project everything you see, hear, consume. I mean, it's crazy. They own the media. I mean, think about it. You turn the television on no matter what mainline station, they're talking about the election somehow, some way. And these 4 people who are campaigning. So going back to, you know, Alex explaining the New World Order to Jesse, and this will hopefully be posted in the next few days. Remember, there's a lot posted right now over InfoWars. He said, well, you know, for instance, Carol Quigley, who was a Georgetown professor, you know, inner circle of the elite, was given access to a lot of these roundtable members, or basically the ruling, the Anglo-ruling class that had consolidated a lot of power around the mid-1800s, early 1900s. Okay? And this book is called Tragedy and Hope, and he talks about how they recruit people and massage them into it through Rhodes scholarships and the, you know, cars and women, the whole nine. I mean, he basically shows you how they recruit people. And he also talks more about their policies and how most of them, you know, he's in favor of, and he may not be in favor of their methods all the time, but overall their goals are goals that he would like to see. Now, he makes the point that Bill Clinton, of course, was a Quigley protege. And for those that don't know, on two separate occasions, Bill Clinton, you know, gave big ups to his mentor, Carol Quigley. So Tragedy and Hope is the book. G. Edward Griffin gives a stunning presentation on the quote-unquote New World Order and how it was formed. And really, you know, he does that when he does the Creature from Jekyll Island. It's just amazing. And this is open source information, and it's really out there mostly, or was out there mostly, for the elitists. They did like a small print run, and now it's been a cult classic and reprinted because more people are hip and aware of these things. But this consolidation of power takes place, and now we're left with Barack Obama, who, come on, I mean, if you can't see that this man is a globalist, he's talking about a 1.5 million man youth brigade. A 1.5 million man youth brigade. Sound like Nazi youth? Sounds like Nazi youth to me. Especially when you give the speech in Berlin. I mean, God. And Sky News, which is a, you know, Fox News out in Europe, in London, they call it his New World Order speech. And he talks about global citizenship. And, you know, that's another thing that's just, you know, again, great. I don't know how much we got on camera with that, but wow, that experience with Ventura and Willie Nelson was just off the wall. I mean, you're in Willie's little luck town where they've shot, you know, movies and music videos, and, you know, Willie's just chilling behind the bar and having a good time and riding around in his old Chevy pickup. I mean, he's not blinging. And that's why, you know, I really admire somebody like Willie Nelson, who has the guts to step up and say all these things and jeopardizes everything. His, you know, his family, you know, his stability. I mean, obviously, he's Willie Nelson. But, I mean, you know, you can get attacked, and he was attacked severely, especially by Fox News, O'Reilly, and all that. But, I mean, he's got a beautiful place on land, but he didn't overdo it. He's not blinging like a rap star. You know, I mean, that truck must have been 10, 15 years old. I mean, he's taking in stray horses so they don't die. It's unbelievable. I mean, the little room that, it was like this little, I don't know, like a back door. I guess it would be like a shed. Maybe about a 20 by 40 room. I mean, it was nice, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like decked out. He didn't have fine art all over the place. Just a simple man. A great man. A great musician with a great heart. It's amazing. And then, I don't know, I really love that song, Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was covered by, I think it was like Shinedown or something recently. And I believe in that, you know? I mean, I don't believe everything in the song, but you know, you got to live simply. You got to try to take care of your own, be good to other people. I don't believe in this social Darwinism that this quote-unquote New World Order does believe in. That's what they believe in, okay? They are social Darwinists. They're predators, and they use our apathy, our ignorance against us in a manner where we think, you know, this is another thing, again, we talked about forever, and it's over at InfoWars.com. You can go check out the Riding with Jesse. But we talked about how we want to pick a winner, and we're fooled into believing that we can't vote our hearts. Well, that's ridiculous. Come election day, I'll be casting my vote for Green Party candidate Cynthia McKinney. Is she perfect? Far from it. Is anybody perfect? No. However, I really feel like, you know, she's open. She's a smart woman. She's savvy. She's a bulldog. And Chuck Baldwin, great. You know, I talked about Bob Barr with Jesse. Is what, you know, we all were just like, well, what about Bob Barr? And I'm like, you know, Bob Barr, to me, although he's pretty good, he's soft on a lot of issues. He's played politics for a long time. I don't know if I really trust him. And he said, well, what about Nader? And I mentioned, well, Nader, again, he's really good on a lot of issues. The thing is, I feel he's a little bit of a socialist, and he's not the best speaker anymore. He's getting on in years. He's like, oh, the speaking shouldn't count. You should vote for the man. And I'm like, yeah, but his presentation, you know, although it's solid and I like it, I feel like McKinney's got more fervor. So that's the great thing. You know, we could have an open debate in this country, but there isn't an open debate. The last three people I just named, you know, Bob Barr, Cynthia McKinney, Ralph Nader, Chuck Baldwin, four people, they're not even in 95% of the public consciousness. Well, you know, 30 to 40% of the public consciousness isn't going to vote anyway. Probably, actually, I think it's more than that. It's about like 60, 70% isn't going to vote anyway. So they're not even in. So the people that do vote, out of that percentage, maybe 5% know those candidates. And it's because the mainstream media wants to keep you in this two-party dictatorship. And Jesse elaborated that on that in length. So remember that when you're out in the polls. You know, this radio show has a substantial listening audience. And I'm hoping that you're going to go out there and vote your heart. I mean, another great thing about Jesse, Jesse's rocking a shirt when we go down to the backyard at that great event there. Jimmy Vaughn, Willie Nelson, tons of other acts. You know, streamed it free on PrisonPlanet.com. Just amazing stuff. And it says, Obama, McCain, anybody but. And, of course, anybody but is checked, and he really says, you know, remember, he was talking, he was up on Barack Obama when he first came on this show. He thought Barack was the real deal. He was saying the right things. And then he started to backpedal like a politician, and Jesse realized it. And that is what he did. That's what they do, okay? That's what politicians do. They backpedal. They do what the establishment tells them. And it's unfortunate because he's a really good speaker. He's very charismatic. He's got the people up in a fervor. Up in a fervor. And that's why this story will be totally hyped. I mean, these two kids, they think about that, folks. Obviously, you know, what kind of meds are these kids on? They're not kids, they're young men. But, I mean, you know. Let me repeat it. They were going to go on a killing spree that included killing 88 people and beheading 14 African Americans. Of course, you know, the beheading, that's going to be really easy to do all that stuff. Based upon my training and experience, the numbers 88 and 14 have special significance with the white power movement. The individuals discussed doing home invasion robberies to fund their killing spree. So they're just going to rob all these people, kill all these people, then buy tuxedos, white tuxedos and top hats, and kill the president. Or the would-be president. Hyped up big. But, you know, again, we'll see where it goes. I think you're going to see a lot of that. There's a lot of delusional people out there. I mean, people get death, you know, the presidents especially get ludicrous death threats all the time. I mean, this office alone has been visited by the Secret Service because people posting physical threats on message boards towards the president and other public officials. They will show up. And those people need to be dealt with. They're absolutely sick in the head. That's not how you deal with these people. You don't go out and go and murder them, okay? I'm sorry. Or an attempted murder. Or, you know, like that crazy guy at the Grove years ago putting on a Captain America mask and letting off all these rounds and doing crazy stuff. That's not how you deal with people. You have to expose it. You have to change the system. And, you know, we got a shot at changing some systems, you know. Maybe not everybody out there. You know, obviously, I said get out there, vote your heart. But, you know, this isn't a baseball game. You're not trying to vote who's going to win. Or you're not gambling on it, hopefully. I'm sure Vegas is taking odds. It's the sick society we live in. Vegas is taking odds. Oh, man. But there are elections that do really matter. I would love to see Cindy Sheehan take the seat of Nancy Pelosi in the House. How great would that be? Are you listening, California? Are you listening? We need to get Cindy Sheehan into Congress. And yesterday, you know, Jesse popped in already on behalf of Dean Barkley out in the great state of Minnesota, where GCN, John Harmon, and Ted Anderson are all located. The great folks over there. Let's get him elected senator. Well, that's one in 100. That might even be bigger. I mean, those two are huge on two different levels. Okay, you only get two senators per state. Now, state senator's another thing, but that's not what he's going for. He's going for the real deal, the whole shebango, the Senate. Okay, but on the other level, you know, congressmen in New York and California tend to get a lot more press coverage than any other congressman in the country at all, no matter what. And Cindy Sheehan already has a huge name for herself, huge name in the media. For her to be elected to Congress would be a massive victory for the common sense movement, for the peace movement, and for the truth movement. So things do matter. Your vote can count. I hope you're registered. God. Remember, folks, coming up, we got Tarpley on the flip side of the hour. And about an hour and a half after that, we're going to have Willie Nelson on the bus. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Oh, Johnny Cash. Man, I'm so greedy. Imagine getting to meet him. You know, I just get to meet Willie Nelson. That's not enough for me. I'd like to meet Johnny Cash from beyond the grave. I do listen to a lot of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, though. I mean, more than people would think. I'm really not that into country, but they have some really great songs. They just really hit you hard. And this is, you know, before we go to Tarpley in the next hour, this is a big story that just broke over at prisonplanet.com, but fluoride added to children milk in schools throughout UK city. So they're raping the economy, they're putting troops on the streets, they're giving us a two-party dictatorship where really the elitists control the game, and now, they're going to add fluoride to children's milk in schools throughout UK city. Not going to, they have. Fluoride is being added to children's milk in 42 schools throughout the city of Sheffield in the UK, despite the chemical's proven link to liver and kidney damage, cancer, and lowering of IQ. A new strategy with the focus of preventing dental problems among children is to be introduced in Sheffield, reports the Yorkshire Post. The move comes in response to figures showing that the state of the children's teeth in the city is slightly higher than the national average. My God. At present, fluoride is added to children's milk in 42 primary schools in the city. This will continue, and the local NHS is also planning to begin talks on the possibility of adding fluoride to water, the report continues. Delicious! Let's put fluoride in everything! Awesome! You know what? I really like steak. Can't we just inject it into that? I'm sure they're going to. Codex Alimentarius, anybody? Anyway, while fluoride has been proven to have a minimal effect on the prevention of tooth decay, the negative effects of the chemical are legion, according to several medical studies, far outweighing any positive aspects. A recent Scientific American study concluded that fluoride can subtly alter endocrine function, especially in the thyroid, the gland that produces hormones regulating growth and metabolism. The report also notes that a series of epidemiological studies in China have associated high fluoride exposures with lower IQ. Literally the dumbing down of the populace. But that's okay, because I can go buy an iPhone for $300 at AT&T, and my problems are solved. Even though I'm a little dumber, I got a cooler little toy where I can sloth over and get my sports scores. You know, I'm on the plane the other day, coming into Austin, and UT, woo, where's the score? Oh, they're up, they need to be up two possessions. Luckily, the guy I was sitting next to he was actually really interesting. He was a smart guy. He was into satellites. He was just coming from overseas, and we had an awesome conversation, you know, not only about 9/11, government-sponsored terror, but the New World Order and globalization. And we talked about the Bohemian Grove. I mean, we got into some stuff, and that was just great. It shows you can be a human being. You can reach out to other people. This was a total stranger I'm sitting next to on a flight for 2.5 hours. I gave him a copy of my film. That's why it's important to go to Infowars.com. Go get Fabled Enemies. Go get Loose Change Final Cut. Go get Alex's film, The Road to Tyranny, the one that really woke me up to a lot of this stuff beyond 9/11. Really showed a pattern. Showed me Oklahoma City. Showed me the first World Trade Center bombing. Showed me how the feds had put those together as well. And you got to make copies. You got to hand them out. Spindletown, USA. You know? That's how we make a difference. Sit them down. Make them watch it. Please, talk to these people. Let them know. It's a two-party dictatorship. We need to change local government. Cindy Sheehan, Dean Barkley, let's do it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.